Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons, reliving the glory of the Game 1 win for the Boston Red Sox. Reminder, though, we do have a little football talk here today, and that'll include 3:45, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter about all things Patriots and the NFL as the Patriots get ready for Sunday night football in Buffalo. A little measuring stick against the Bills, but it is 3 o'clock. There are three hosts, and that means it's time for the three-point stance.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or didn't do any research on the Red Sox before your broadcast, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens. I'm not letting it go. It's 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
For sure.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So there were only two players, positional players, on the Red Sox postseason roster that didn't play last night. One of them, Connor Wong, may not play tonight because Alex Cora just told us he's not getting his usual spot catching Brian Baio. The other, David Hamilton, my guy, D-Ham. Well, I was looking at the crystal ball, and I'm starting to have visions. The way this team is built, the way this team is set up, and the way last night's game went and the way the series is going, I can definitely envision what I told you early in the year. D-Ham going to win you some games. He did that during the regular season. And who better to pinch run? And maybe this actually helps Connor Wong get in the game because maybe he pinch runs for Narvaez. You never know. But who better to pinch run late in a game and then maybe steal a base and then maybe score a run from second base, maybe challenge that arm as they did with Aaron Judge with the Sogard double. I can see it. The vision is before me. The little engine that could needs to speed up to get down those tracks. And if you're trying to speed up and steal a base, that's one person you turn to. David Hamilton is going to be one of the heroes of Game 2 in New York. You're going to Toronto on the back of David Hamilton.
There's a greater chance Alexander Hamilton will impact this game for the Red Sox than Dave. Really, how many dirty Shirleys? How many dirty Shirleys did you have before you cooked that one up?
None. I am sober. It's, I may not be when I watch him steal the base.
He's going back to his little Andy days, little boy Andy days, when he watched Dave Roberts in Game 4 of the 2004 ALS steal that base. He wants David Hamilton to have that same impact in this series.
Do you know the Red Sox are 9-1 going back to that stolen base in 10 games against the New York Yankees in the postseason? Yep. Best record of any team in the history of baseball against the Yankees in the postseason.
Let's just hope that your boy David Hamilton isn't got his back turned when he's got a lead off at third base.
And can we all have a little pact here? I know you guys want to root against me, but if David Hamilton is like, putting the batting gloves on, putting the helm. Make sure you're not rooting against David Hamilton in the moment. If you see him getting ready and you see Cora stirring, make sure the unified energy of WEEI Afternoons is behind the Red Sox.
No, I'm going to be sitting there going, I hope he pulls a hamstring. I hope he pulls a hamstring.
That's what you would do so you could come in tomorrow and say, nice job, Andy. You cost us the season because your guy pulled a hamstring.
Yeah, because your guy blew out his sack running between first and second. Come on, dude.
Oh, he'll be just fine. I'm telling you. That's the kind of team this is that uses everybody. We go back to what we were just talking about. That's going to use everybody, and that everybody will have a value, and that Alex Cora, and I know people used to say this about your coach, whether you whatever, Bill Belichick, he puts people in position to succeed, maximizes their strengths, not their weaknesses kind of thing. I feel like if David Hamilton's on the roster and you're in a series, and you're in a game like that, he going to win.
You know what? He probably saw him in the I don't know, the buffet line this morning, saw a look in his eye.
He did.
And he said, you know what? I got to get Dave Hamilton out
there.
That
guy.
Yeah. I was talking to Lou Merlone earlier this morning. He was like, Fitzy, I don't know. I saw, like, David Hamilton, man. He's got that look.
Yep.
Nope. That didn't happen.
You guys mock because you don't understand the genius that is.
Yes. Genius walks alone, right, Dan?
We certainly don't understand the genius, but let the record show that the EEI Afternoons group chat was very positive when Masataka Yoshida came up.
Yes, it was.
And hit a two-run single yesterday.
Yeah. I love Yoshida. The guy's awesome. He's out on a scooter sightseeing in New York.
Great smile.
Morning, just like a little kid. He's awesome.
Did I do that?
Andy, your shorts are a little bit low today. Shouldn't you have those cinched up a couple inches?
I've moved on. How does David Hamilton wear his shorts?
I don't know. They're usually stapled to the bench if things are going.
Oh!
Wow!
Zing!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice one, Dan.
All right, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready, my friends?
We've been talking a lot of baseball. Time to throw some foosball in the equation.
Oh, wow. Well, here's 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
All right. Obviously, all the attention of Boston sports fandom, Red Sox Nation, and beyond is laser focused on the mausoleum that is Yankee Stadium 2.0 in the Bronx tonight. Let's go Sox. Wrap it in two. However, regardless of whether we are celebrating or commiserating with the Red Sox this Sunday night, there is a massive football game at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park between your New England Patriots, Drake May, and the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Allen. And there is a player that I think, save for the Wegmans version of Josh Allen that is Drake May, and of course the MVP that is Josh Allen, I think we need to keep a little extra attention this week on the guy that used to play for Josh Allen and was part of his unlocking and renaissance, that of course being Stephon Diggs, and a guy that just woke up last week and had his first 100-yard game for the New England Patriots in Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs as an X factor for the New England Patriots this Sunday night should not be discounted. Not only for the fact that he had his best game as a New England Patriot last Sunday, shifting over and playing most of his snaps in the slot, but also the fact that his best game last year with the Houston Texans, 8 receptions for 82 yards, came against the very same Buffalo Bills. And in speaking with the accumulated media today at his locker, spoke lovingly about Buffalo and how badly he wants to get back at them for letting him go. So big Steph Diggs game Sunday night, calling it.
Can you love a team if you want to get back at them?
I think so.
Just show them what they missed out on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Bingo, Ted. Bingo. Exactly. Look what you're missing out on.
Yeah, you broke up with me. Watch the next girl I'm with.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to really love up on her.
Or you dumped me. Watch me get in shape and wear a tight skirt and saunter past you and show you what you're missing kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't disregard it, Fitzy, because I've never been divorced, thankfully, yet. But I don't discount this idea because we know Steph Diggs is a very emotional person, a very emotional player.
Would him being vindictive and wanting to do this, Andy, be, you know, off-brand, per se?
Well, I don't even think it's vindictive. I think it's normal. I think it's very normal.
Competitive, we'll say.
To want to stick it to them and stick it to this idea. And he is the guy. Remember, he, you know, this was making the rounds this week, the little sub-tweet where somebody was like, Josh Allen doesn't need Steph Diggs. And it was an old tweet from back when they were together. And he went into the tweet and replied, you sure?
Yeah.
Question mark. And, like, well, that's him. He is a vindictive, if you want to say it, competitive, energetic. He bringing that to the table, and in that environment, it's going to be fueling it.
Let's just look at his production when he was in Buffalo. He was there for 4 years. His first year there, he had 127 catches for 1,500 yards and 8 touchdowns. In 2022, he had 103 catches for 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. And in 2022, he had 108 catches for almost 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns. And then his last year in Buffalo, he had 107 catches for 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns. So he was pretty good when he was there.
Oh, he was very good.
His best years were in Buffalo.
Better best than years. I thought he would ever be, so, honestly.
Oh, for sure.
Hopefully that resonates. And I think after the game last week, and I think Josh McDaniels is starting to see his role, you know, kind of more clearly. I think the production, I would think, was just going to keep going up from here.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's a tough place.
He even told our Megan Ottolini at his outside of his locker today in the Wednesday media chat that he looks forward to being referred to as the David Hamilton of the New England Patriots.
I don't think that's funny, but I will tell you, the 508 texted in, Andy just topped his awful Derrick Henry trade take. You almost have to respect it at this point.
Yeah, there's a level of respect
literally, once a week, I look forward to your randomly inspired troll game three-point stance. This one today is outstanding.
But, you know, Andy will walk out on
crystal
the ledge
ball
so many times, and really, 9 times out of 10, he'll fall flat on his face.
Yeah.
But that one time, just that one time that he's right, he will just bask in the glory for eternity.
It's true.
It's how it works.
I'm like a venture capitalist of takes. Like they need one company that makes it right to make a billion, and that makes all those tens of millions they lost along the way worth it. That's like me on my 3-point stances.
I'm in control.
Great journeys begin with a single leap of faith, Andy. Yeah,
that's right.
Andy Hart, volume shooter for his take.
No doubt.
No wonder he loves Jaylen Brown. All right, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, Dan.
Sneaky sharp.
All right, here's 60 seconds. I'm glad Fitzy caught that. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to talk about my guy. My guy. We're talking about my guy. Alex Bregman, do not underestimate the impact of one Alex Bregman. Last night, Breggy played in his 100th playoff game in his career. He's a 2-time World Series champion, of course. And, you know, here's the thing. The Sox, they have 3 players on the roster that have World Series rings: Alex Bregman, Aroldis Chapman, and Nathaniel Lowe. And even though the profile of this team is a young team, the fact that you have the leadership from Chapman and Alex Bregman in particular, that is what you need to know. This Alex Bregman, we talked to Alex Cora earlier today. He said Bregman was already on the 12 o'clock bus over to the stadium. He's getting those guys right. He's getting them in the frame of mind that they need to be. So this is a guy that has really helped carry this team all season long, except for that 1 5-week period that he had where he was hurt. But Alex Bregman, the 100 playoff game player and the 2-time World Series champion, is going to be the big reason that they get far into the playoffs. So do not, under any circumstance, underestimate the impact of Alex Bregman, also known as St. Bregman.
Alex, he's the leader of the team. This guy is locked in. We just took the 12:30 bus, and he's there with us, just going over game planning, what Rodon has done the last 2 weeks, how he's going to approach it, and this is what he does.
That's what he does.
I don't know who's more locked in, St. Bregman or Ted.
He didn't say Roman Anthony.
I thought for sure he starts playing My Girl in the background. It might derail you a little bit. Then you got the My Girl in the buzzer at the end.
He's just a pro, just kept going.
You just put the big old neck and head down and plowed through it. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, bud.
And you're right. He got the boos early, which I think right there is just an indication of who he is walking into Yankee Stadium. The boos and the fans are on it from from get-go. I did think it was a pretty good crowd early, actually. Yeah. I thought they sounded like they were really into that game early. Basically every pitch. They basically complained about every pitch.
I can't get enough of the shots of the stands of both in the Fenway and in Yankee Stadium. I just like to see the reaction of the fans. They're classic, and they always show fans that are your prototypical fans of that fan base.
Well, how about the one Yankee guy who had the jersey on backwards? The hell was that all about?
I missed that. He had
his hands through it, and so
he had a lot going on.
The buttons were in the back, and it was like scrubs for him. He put it on. I think it might have been a 99 Judge jersey.
Well, it was probably because he was chiller than he imagined, so that was how he kept his hands warm.
I should have brought a sweater.
Then there was...
By the way, there is nothing, and I repeat, there is nothing I enjoy, because you know sometimes sports schadenfreude can be such a delicious thing. When your team wins, the next day you watch a little TV, check out their internet, listen to their sports radio. From the meltdowns on WFAN today, our sister station in New York, to all the different videos, some of which we shared in our opening montage, of Yankee fans just losing their blank over last night, not only pulling Fried early, but losing the lead and then not scoring in the ninth. I cannot get enough. I will never, ever, ever be able to get enough of Yankee fans melting down.
Oh, it's the best.
It is the best.
And can you imagine fans today on talk radio there? I mean, Aaron Boone was defending that decision, and, you know, they called it a blueprint decision. Like, it was what we talked about, what makes Alex Cora different in the playoffs, that Alex Cora goes into that game, and he kind of feels the game. He's got gut instinct. He makes decisions kind of in-game. Where Boone he made that decision at 2 o'clock yesterday to put Luke Weaver in the game when he did.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Hocken did not score 3 singles in a row.
I will say, I find it weird. You know, if stars want to do it and it's social media and it's content, I find that okay. But have you, like, all these people, and they've done it, Fitzy going back to Patriots games, and people will smash it. Like, people set up cameras or their phone to record their own reaction. I don't really care. I don't really need to see that. I don't really get that. This whole modern content world thing.
Yep.
Just be happy or be sad.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Watch alongs and then reaction videos. Yeah. How could you do that?
Line up is out.
Let's go. Same as yesterday, except Narvaez at catcher.
Which is the same as yesterday, if we're being technical. Yeah, Snyder, your DH. Story at short, Bregman at third, Romy at first, Narvaez your catcher, Eaton in right, Duran in left, Rafael in center, Sogard at second, and Brian Bayo on the mound.
You didn't say Hamilton.
I did not, because he's a pinch runner, and that is how he's going to make Andy's dreams come true.
But
you don't start Hamilton. You bring him in late in the game.
That would be ridiculous.
You kind of hope you don't have to play him, but if you do, you bring him in later.
Yeah, right.
I am glad that followed through, though, because we have had our ups and downs over the course of the season with Alex Cora telling us things that may or may not come to actual fruition. But so the lineup is the same. Oh, absolutely. We're on, and we're going to hopefully talk to him next Wednesday. Amen to that.
Amen.
I believe was his response to him joining us next Wednesday, hopefully in the midst of a series with the Toronto Blue Jays. We do have a little update out of Cleveland, where the Guardians and the Tigers are tied 1-1 in the seventh inning. So we're continuing in the American League East, at least, of fun playoff baseball, like legit. Because to me, this is playoff baseball. Whatever that score was last night, Dodgers Red 10-5, I think may have been the final. That's not playoff baseball. Probably shows you that the Reds really shouldn't be in the playoffs. This is playoff baseball. You know, a 2-1 game, a 1-0 game that becomes a 2-1 game, and then a 1-1 game here in Detroit. This is what we'd missed for 4 years.
Did we like the 6 o'clock tip off? First pitch?
Which part of me? I don't know. The part of me that sat in traffic. Apparently when you get out of work earlier, the traffic is worse, and it takes you longer to get home.
Yeah. Can confirm.
But it was nice, like, you know, when we were texting in that last inning when it was intense, and boy, as a newer sports fan, talk about an intense 15, 20 minutes. But it was nice that the game got over and it was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
that was
great. You know? You knew it was early because I was responding to those texts. Because you guys have those and I've been asleep for 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
But you know, Red Sox Yankees is also back because that game took over 3 hours last night.
That's playoffs. I think that's going to naturally happen. And although ESPN wasn't ready because ESPN missed some returns from commercials, right, Dan Ball?
What happened? You're telling me the ESPN broadcast was subpar? That's news to me.
And they also had some, the one thing I find unacceptable, like the weird audio issues. Like, you're ESPN, you're the biggest gorilla in the room. You could have any, you should have 8 extra whatevers to make sure if the first 7 don't work, the 8th one. They, you know what they should have done? Had Doug Lane take care of it. Because I was listening to the WEEI broadcast, and the ambient sound, the parabolics, however we get it at baseball stadiums, was on point. And the broadcast with Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Merlone was also great. And you'll have that same crew tonight, the three-man booth. We even gave you, if you follow WEEI on socials, the look at when Lou got a little anxious. He had to stand up, and he had to take the fleece off. And I love the impact that he thinks he has on the game as the ex-player in him, superstition.
I guess he was kind of a wreck all day yesterday. Wasn't fun to talk to. And it's weird. There is a Pavlovian response, even though you don't play anymore. You get these feelings that you used to get when you played, even though you're covering the team. It's still there, man.
And especially for him in the Red Sox organization. You're at Fenway Park every day. You're around Red Sox players every day, just like you were when you were playing them. I think he talked about 99 was his first experience against the Yankees in that situation. Yep. So you're talking about 30 years. He's had a certain feeling in uniform of Red Sox Yankees, and he's now still a member of the Red Sox travel party going to New York to take on the Yankees in the playoffs at Yankee Stadium.
And I'll do this as my gratuitous time to just say everything you've been saying. I think that broadcast is the best. I can't imagine a better listening, kind of thing than listening to those guys. They do a great job. They don't stumble over each other, and they all bring it with each bring a different kind of viewpoint, which I absolutely love.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take phone calls on the Boston Red Sox big game one victory. How you feeling heading into game two? Are you nervous, or are you like me and you think it's going to be David Hamilton leading the way to a game two sweep as you head to Toronto for the ALDS? Up next, though, Fitzy touched on it in his three-point stance. We do have a big football game on Sunday night. Patriots at Bills on Sunday Night Football. A measuring stick game for the Patriots, but also maybe for their quarterback going against Josh Allen, the guy he's often compared to. A little Patriots chatter up next, leading into 3:45, Adam Schefter. That's all here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.